A sleeper emerges in the Denver Broncos head coaching search. Sean Payton impresses, and ultimately George Payton's role still valuable to the Broncos front office through this whole process. We talk about all that and much more from the South Stands to the End Zone on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country for tuning in and making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or whether you watch the show on YouTube. We appreciate you so much. Sarah, we got a lot going on as the Broncos look to prepare for an initial second round of interviews with three finalists, according to reports, not to mention on top of that, a potential sleeper has emerged, according to our good friend Mike Kliss.
That's right, and thank you to Mike Kliss for getting the scoop, getting the skinny on what's going on behind the scenes, because you and I were just talking yesterday about how we really don't know anything about the search of what's going on behind the scenes. Very tight-lipped from the ownership group, and I would say still, although Mike Kliss got some great nuggets here from the process and kind of updates on where things are at, I would still say very much so we're in a state of not knowing where the Broncos are going to go from here. So the biggest news, I think, from Kliss's report, which everybody should go check out, everybody in Broncos country should go find Mike Kliss's latest reports on the head coaching search. But the biggest, I think, bombshell in there, Cody, was that a new sleeper has emerged among the candidates. And that sleeper is none other than former Stanford head coach David Shaw. And I think that a lot of people felt, man, the Broncos, hey, got a pretty good chance either coming out of this head coaching search with somebody who used to coach at Stanford or somebody whose name is Jim. And I think that, hey, at least one of those is still alive. So David Shaw, no, not really much mention about, remember they had kind of the surprise interviews last week with David Shaw and Jim Caldwell. Not a ton of mention about the Jim Caldwell interview, but David Shaw, who has Stanford connections, we know that the Broncos ownership group, a couple of them, the Penners, got their MBA or whatever it is from Stanford, and Condoleezza Rice obviously very connected to Stanford, so there's some connections there. But David Shaw seems to check a lot of the boxes this team is looking for from its next potential head coach.
Well, and with some of the other things that Kliss reported that we'll touch on, obviously, including maybe what second round interviews for finalists may look like, how many finalists Denver may plan to interview. We'll get into that on today's episode of the show. You know, for David Shaw, like, here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, he didn't win that much. Like, he had a winning record at Stanford. But, I mean, overall, in totality, over the last few years, I mean, Sarah, with NIL coming up, like, let's be realistic. Let's be honest here. Stanford, there's no way Stanford could compete with Alabama's, the LSU's, the Ohio State's, TCU's. Like, there's no way that they can do that, because those schools get, you know, I'd say they get quality players, better players. And not to mention, Stanford kind of handicaps themselves a little bit because of the academic requirements that, you know, it's kind of necessitated to get in. CU has been a recent example of kind of selective enrollment, in a sense where the school has every right to refuse somebody enrollment there, regardless of their academics or, you know, athletic background. That's kind of changed now with Deion Sanders now coming to Boulder. But, you know, for David Shaw, he's a great coach. Everybody you talk to has nothing but, like, high remarks to say about David Shaw. Peyton Manning raves about a guy like David Shaw. He's well respected around league circles. So the fact that he's kind of been pegged a little bit by Kliss as this sleeper candidate, I mean, I think that there is some warrant here, right? Let's say he doesn't get the head coaching job, Sarah. I could see a realistic possibility with him not presently having a job, and I don't believe that he's interviewed for any other head coaching job around the NFL. I haven't seen anything on that. I could be mistaken. I still think that even if he's not the head coach for Denver, let's say the ownership, you know, group goes a different direction, I still think there's a possibility David Shaw is still on the Broncos staff here in 2023. What do you think about that?
I think you're 100% on point with that, Cody, because you read the tea leaves here. We know Sean Payton specifically has vouched for David Shaw in the past. And we had that previous episode where we kind of thought maybe he could join Jim Harbaugh's staff. So I think there's two guys that he's very well connected to in this interview process for the Broncos. If he ends up being the head coach, I think that would be a very good move for the Broncos. I think there would be some jitters from the fan base, to say it lightly, yeah. to put it that way, Cody, because I think that a lot of Broncos fans are not on board with a first-time NFL head coach. Regardless of how long Shaw was a head coach at the collegiate level, people don't care that he's the winningest head coach in Stanford history. What they care about is that the last two seasons they won 6 games. I mean, that's the unfortunate reality of where people's headspace is at with it. They diminish what David Shaw has done to develop quarterbacks, to develop strong running games, the fact that Stanford once had one of the most dominant defenses in all of college football. He doesn't get any credit for that anymore because of, you know, recency bias, I guess you could call it. So I think definitely he's a strong head coach candidate, but at the very least, if he comes on this Broncos staff, I think he has a direct path to becoming a head coach in the near future in the NFL, if that's his ultimate goal, right? So get him on Sean Payton's staff. I think he becomes a head coach in the very near future. It's a win-win situation for David Shaw to come aboard this Broncos staff, in my opinion. Of course, things could go poorly, as we've seen. We can't always just expect everything to be rosy. But I think if he's the Broncos head coach now, or if he's like an assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, run game coordinator, whatever they would end up titling him, I think he has a path to being an NFL head coach very, very quickly. And I think that's what he wants. I think he's wanted it for a while and the offers have been there, but he's also been, you know, he was kind of like Jim Harbaugh at Stanford. He's like the guy at Stanford, right? So definitely there's a path for him becoming an NFL head coach in the near future. Whether or not it's right now with the Broncos, I think you're going to get a lot of mixed reactions and opinions. I would personally say I'd be excited about that move. He may not be my number one guy. I don't know who is my number one guy, Cody. I don't know if he would be your number one guy, but as a CEO of an NFL team, as a guy who commands respect, as a guy who knows how to run an operation, I mean, he's done it for 12 years at Stanford, where, like you mentioned, the talent disparity has been evident and obvious. I think he would be a very, very good candidate. And certainly if he's an assistant on somebody's staff, specifically Sean Payton, man, I think that'd be a big time dub for the Broncos.
Well, I mean, gone are the days where there's the Andrew Lux and the Christian McCaffreys at Stanford just running wild all over everybody. I mean, Christian McCaffrey's time at Stanford, I mean, that's for David Shaw. I mean, he's coached some really damn good players. So I'd be curious as well. I know I'm going to be out in Phoenix for the Super Bowl for Radio Row. If I see any former players that, you know, have been coached by David Shaw, I'm going to reach out. And obviously we'll have the hiring news before then. So maybe he's on staff. Maybe he's the guy, and maybe we get a little bit more insight on this going forward. We're eager for your thoughts, though, Broncos Country. If you're watching on YouTube, comment down below in the YouTube video. Make sure you hit that like button. Interact with other members in Broncos Country. If you're listening on your favorite audio podcasting platform, you have Twitter. Make sure you tweet us your thoughts at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Locked On Broncos. But outside of the interest in potentially David Shaw becoming the head coach, the Broncos and Sean Payton have a lot of mutual interest. Is it enough to get them over the finish line in the next week or so? That's something we'll ponder on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. This episode of the show is brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn. And as a small business owner or hiring manager, you know success in 2023 all depends on the team members that you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, the values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications, all on one platform. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. The Broncos head coaching search is the number one topic right now. If you are a member in Broncos country, who will be the next man to lead the Broncos into hopefully restoring their winning ways on the football field? Thank you so much, Broncos country, for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format or whether you watch on YouTube. We just talked about David Shaw emerging as a potential sleeper candidate here for the Denver Broncos. We have some other news that Mike Kliss has reported, our good friend over here, obviously our collaboration with Tegna, so obviously we integrate with Nine News very easily here, Locked On Broncos. There is mutual interest. That's definitely been reported out there. Even Colin Cowherd has touched on this. The Broncos, Tom Pelissero has even mentioned this. The Broncos and Sean Payton seem like the most logical pairing in this current hiring cycle, and I believe that Sean Payton will probably become a finalist, and our good friend Mike Kliss had reported that the Broncos, next week though, Sarah. Next week, they're anticipating potential second-round interviews with 1 to 3 finalists. So if Sean Payton, the interest between them is mutual. If David Shaw is a sleeper candidate for the head coaching job, could those be 2 finalists out of potential 3, with maybe that third being who interviews the best between Dan Quinn on Friday, D'Amico Ryans on Thursday? Obviously, we know that interview happened. This is all very interesting because I think initially we didn't expect there to be second-round interviews. We expected they're going to go through the interview process, interview all the candidates, and then they're going to consult and make the decision. Now, it seems like round 2 interviews will probably be had.
Well, and if you ask Ian Rappaport, who I saw, he had a segment on NFL Network, or he had written something where he said that he assumed that Sean Payton was going to get an offer as of whenever he interviewed on Tuesday. And I think that that speaks volumes to just the process the Broncos have in place. And they've been very patient with this process. They've been very deliberate. I think they want to see and hear from all these candidates. I think they want to give themselves the opportunity to be impressed by all the candidates. And like you mentioned, perhaps D'Amico Ryans will end up as a finalist. Maybe he ends up as the guy, Cody. As of right now, when we're recording this, he hasn't interviewed with the team, or he's in the midst of an interview potentially right now. And I think that there's so much on the table yet. And I would love to see I'd love to get the curtain peeled back a little bit after this whole process is over. When we know who the finalists are, when we know who's ultimately going to be hired, I would love to know, you know, how each of the candidates impressed the ownership group. And I think that Sean Payton, obviously, that was something that was included in Mike Kliss's report and other reports here, is that, you know, as you would expect of somebody of his experience and his caliber, he was impressive in the interview process. And we're reading things like, just as much as the Broncos are interviewing Payton, he's interviewing them as well. I mean, he's a coveted candidate, and he's going to be commanding a first round pick plus in a trade. So this is a big time deal. This is Sean Payton giving up his seat at Fox for the time being. Like, he's going to give up a TV gig. He's giving up the 2024 head coaching cycle to be part of this one. There's a lot of things. Remember that we've heard rumors like, oh, if Dallas becomes open, he would certainly take Dallas. If the Rams become open, he would certainly take the Rams. If the Chargers, he would certainly take the Chargers. Oh, the Panthers became open. Oh, wouldn't he love a chance to stick it to the Saints twice a year? I feel like everybody out there is trying to find ways to make the Broncos not the spot. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Russell Wilson, the way that he played. Cody, you and I have been saying this from the beginning. What matters the most in this discussion with Sean Payton? What matters the most? Money, right? Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think that's what matters the most. If an NFL team is willing to offer you borderline starting quarterback money to be their head coach, you would be the first coach in NFL history to accept said offer. And I think that Sean Payton's got to be thinking to himself like, well, yeah, I'd love to. I would be open to coaching Russell Wilson. I'd be open to coaching Russell Wilson, Cody, if that was the case. I just think that it gets so diminished. The Broncos have been so pushed down to the bottom. Even people are saying, there's legitimate NFL reporters out there that have said, the Houston job is preferable. Ian Rappaport said that on the Insiders. He said that he thought the Houston job was better than Denver. And I just think that everything that we've heard from Sean Payton indicates that ownership matters to him. The Broncos have stable ownership. That was one of the funniest comments I got on Twitter, Cody, was when somebody said, "What's stable ownership?" And I'm like, did you not hear about the group of people that spent $4.65 billion to acquire this franchise? That's about as stable as it gets. And so I think that there's so many tea leaves, breadcrumbs, whatever you want to call it, dots to connect. Sean Payton is as much coveting a job as the Broncos are coveting him for the job. I fail to see how the Broncos are a worse situation than Carolina, certainly Houston, or any other available job right now where he can accept $20 to $25 million a year.
Well, and I'll tell you this, too. I spoke with somebody, a league source, about Sean Payton, and I found something out yesterday I never previously knew. Like, this is news to me, and for some, it may be news to you hearing this. According to somebody I spoke to, Sean Payton, you know, remember when Bountygate happened, when Greg Williams was, you know, having his players put, you know, they were putting bounties on players to, like, injure them and whatnot. I don't believe, to my knowledge, I don't believe Sean Payton knew this stuff was going on, but ultimately, because he was the head coach of the operation, remember league owners, they held a vote to determine whether or not Payton should be suspended for an entire year. There were three teams that voted yes, that he should be suspended. One of them, even though David Tepper was not the owner at the time, Carolina was one of those teams that voted yes, he should be suspended for a year. Now, David Tepper, who's now the owner of the Carolina Panthers, was a minority owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were yet another team to vote yes on Sean Payton being suspended. So there is that. And then I saw something on Colin Coward where he said that he talked to Sean Payton, and basically the vibe is like Houston is, you can tell how dysfunctional they are over a Zoom interview. Like, he kind of gave indication that Sean Payton came away from that interview like, yeah, these guys aren't stable. There's nothing, like, what is going on in Houston? Houston's got bigger problems than most people think. So I would not touch the Houston job, honestly. I mean, who wants that job? Back-to-back, one and dones, and they've got to transform some cultural things within that organization. But I do think that they have a lot of promise. I think they have some talented players there. That's not a slight at Houston, but, you know, when you talk about dysfunction at the ownership level, there is an issue to be had there for some coaches. And for a guy like Sean Payton, who came away feeling like, I don't know if this is a place I'd like to go, I think it gives Denver more kind of an opportunity, more arsenal to be maybe the team that Payton is preferring. We'll see how things are going. I estimate by this time next week, Sarah, we will know who the Broncos' next head coach is. With this new news coming out about a potential second-round interviews with one of three finalists, I mean, I had the timeline saying I believe personally that we'd find out on Monday who the next head coach is. With round two of interviews, maybe Thursday? At this point in time, I'm just going to let the process play out. I'm no longer going to guess when something is going to happen. We'll keep an eye on all of that as well. But Broncos country, what are your thoughts on the apparent mutual interest between the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton? Let us know your pros and cons in the YouTube comment section, or tweet us on Twitter with your responses. On today's episode of Locked On Broncos, though, there's still some narratives out there about Broncos general manager George Payton and the fact that he doesn't have power or influence. He's been involved in the process in the Broncos head coaching search, but how might that change with round two of interviews? You'll get that on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. This episode of the show is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar that is out there on the market today. The bars are covered in 100% milk chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. You can put them in the fridge or the freezer for an hour for a crunchier bite, or you could do what Sarah Bettinger does, and you can put your Built Bar in the microwave for 10 seconds to make it a little bit more gooey. It is fantastic. They come in a variety of amazing different flavors, including churro, peanut butter brownie batter, and coconut almond. They have a multitude of flavors that you can try today. You can go to built.com to see all the flavors that they have. You can enter promo code LOCKED15. That'll get you 15% off your next order at built.com. Or I have better news for you. If you have a Sam's Club or a Walmart near you, you can head there. You can go to Walmart in the pharmacy department, the health department, and you can get a box of four Built Bars today. Or you can go get a bulk box of 13 at Sam's Club. Each bar contains 17 grams of protein. That is hard hitting for something that contains 100% milk chocolate. Go check out a Built Bar today. You can thank us later. Denver Broncos general manager George Payton has assumed the role of a modern-day GM under a modern NFL ownership structure. For some reason, that continues to confuse so many people as to like what role George Payton truly has. Thank you so much, Broncos Country, for tuning in, making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format. We appreciate you so much. We have you covered literally every single day all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an off-season. Sarah, I feel like it's becoming a little bit repetitive on Twitter. You see a lot of people assuming George Payton has no more power in this whole entire situation like that. I don't understand where that comes from, okay? I think we have to go back to the very basics here. Okay, for this Broncos football team, last season, the Broncos, when they fired Vic Fangio, they had no ownership element in place. We all knew that Joe Ellis was stepping away after the season anyways. So George Payton was responsible at that time because he was the only guy who could step into the position kind of as the team president in a sense and make the decision to hire the next head coach. No ownership was in place. So, of course, George Payton had a little bit more responsibility than he does this year. His responsibility that has changed this year, he ultimately will not make the decision as to who the head coach is. That is on ownership, which in the NFL modern ownership structure, ownership always decides who hires and who fires coaches. That is on them. The general manager is collaborative. They always assist. They're the right hand to the team CEO and ownership for football operations. George Payton's responsibility is assembling a football team, Sarah. And I think so many people have lost sight of the fact that because the ownership group is now in place, oh, he suddenly has no power. George Payton has plenty of power, and he's been involved in every interview in the first round for the Broncos head coaching search. However, there are anticipated to be some changes for round two.
That's right. Obviously, the top three in the ownership group, meaning Rob Walton, Greg Penner, Kerry Walton Penner, they will be the ones doing this second round of interviews that we've been talking about. So that's not to say they're going to clear out the rest of the room and nobody else gets a voice. I think that it's been collaborative up to this point. Once they've interviewed all the candidates, and they're going to go back and they're going to have that second round where it's just the ownership. And we've heard like that's what matters the most to at least Sean Payton and probably another number of these candidates or all of these candidates, because you need stable ownership to succeed in an organization. We've seen that with the Denver Broncos, right? I mean, we've seen with the Pat Bowlen trust and things like that, how things can go a little haywire, especially near the end there. And I think even amidst that, the Broncos made some good moves. Like, I think bringing George Payton in was a good move. I think the Russell Wilson trade with no ownership, I mean, good things can still happen, but things are so much more stabilized when you have savvy ownership, when you have good ownership. How many years in a row have we seen the Pittsburgh Steelers be in contention? You know, how many years in a row have you seen team X, Y, or Z, the New England, you know, all these teams that have stable ownership, these teams compete. These teams are always, you know, they're always making smart moves. And so I think definitely you look around the league. What do you hear about the Panthers coaching search, Cody? You hear that David Tepper is trying to hire, you know, Sean Payton and not Scott Fitterer. What do you hear about the Colts coaching search? You hear that Jim Irsay is leading the charge, not Chris Ballard. You hear all the same things about every team that's looking for a head coach, even going back to last year. Remember, who was it that didn't really vibe well with Jim Harbaugh in Minnesota? Was it Kwesi Adofo-Mensa, or was it the Wilf family? What I'm saying is that these people that own the team are in charge of picking the guy who's going to lead the team, who's going to be the second highest paid person in the organization as of 2023. And I think that shouldn't get lost in the sauce here. It shouldn't get lost in the shuffle. George Payton is the general manager. He picks the roster. He makes draft picks. He goes about free agency, and soon he will be collaborating with a new head coach in that. And I think that there's definitely, you know, some things out there about whether or not do they want George Payton to be fired? I don't know what their goal is with this, Cody. What's the goal of this agenda here to try to say like George Payton has been stripped? I think it makes a ton of sense that he's not going to be doing the second round of interviews. Ownership is going to die on this hill, right? This is the guy that they're choosing to be the next head coach. And they want to be able to say at the end of the day, this was our call. We're not going to blame George Payton if things go poorly. We're not going to blame Where's Condoleezza Rice, by the way, Cody? And that, is she getting demoted as well? I just think it's so silly that we have to have these discussions about, you know, people being demoted, people losing power. Of course, George Payton is not the owner of the team. He's not going to select the next head coach. He will work with the next head coach, and he's been informing this whole process. So it's just funny to me, man. It's funny to me that we keep having to have these silly discussions like nobody's going to want to be the quarterback of the Broncos because they play in the AFC West with Mahomes and Herbert and Derek Carr. And then Russell Wilson wants to get traded there. Nobody's going to want to be the general manager of the Denver Broncos. They don't have an owner in place. And then George Payton, who was highly coveted and considered, as of, you know, votes by his peers, the most trustworthy GM in the league, he gets hired by the Denver Broncos after passing up jobs for over a decade. Nobody's going to want to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos, certainly not Sean Payton, because he'll have to work with Russell Wilson, who the team is financially tied to. And who is the front runner for the job, Cody? Who looks like the number one pick, the number one candidate for the team, and who looks like they might be the number one pick from Sean Payton's end of things? I just think, let's stop with these silly bullcrap narratives about the Broncos not being a desirable destination for folks in the NFL, because they very clearly are.
No, they are, and I feel like you could have just like taken a microphone and dropped it right there. Like that was a perfect kind of summarization of I think of how we all feel. And look, I think a majority of Broncos country's frustration, and you know, the those that, you know, are like, oh my gosh, George Payton has no power. These are people that are, I think, are reading way too much into the fact that, okay, yeah, you know what? The one thing that George Payton really didn't do a good job on, yeah, you know, he hired Nathaniel Hackett and it did not work out. But I can't be mad at George Payton for that, right? I mean, you could look at a multitude of candidates. He could have hired, the same thing could have happened this year with Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, with a guy like Kevin O'Connell, that happened with Nathaniel Hackett. Who's to say? Like, what if the same thing happened with Dan Quinn? What if Dan Quinn had similar struggles as the head coach for the Denver Broncos this past season, if he were chosen? I mean, I think that we live in such a revisionist history and everything is so caught up on recency bias. Yes, George Payton missed on the Nathaniel Hackett hire. I think we can all acknowledge that. Does that mean that he deserves to be fired? Absolutely not. When you look at some of the things he's done with the roster, some of the young players that he has drafted that are currently, you know, starting and developing even further, George Payton's done a lot of really good things. Oh, you know what? For, you know, a guy that, you know, everyone's like, oh, you can't get a first-round pick for Bradley Chubb. What did George Payton do? He got a first-round pick for Bradley Chubb, and all of a sudden, it seems like the thing that's going on in Miami, like Chubb's, Miami fans are pissed about that trade right now. I think both those trades so far, trading Von Miller to the Rams paid off for the Broncos to be able to get a guy like Russell Wilson. Okay, granted how Russ played this past season, I don't think you can fully judge it on that. That was the right move to make at the time. And any smart GM in need of a really good quarterback would have done the same exact thing. You look at Bradley Chubb, like we all wanted Chubb to stay. And I knew that. But you and I also talked about if you can get premium compensation for him, yeah, do it. And you know what happened? They did just that. And it seems to be working out for the Broncos in that regard there. And they could use that capital to acquire their next head coach potentially. So there is a lot on the table here for this Broncos head coaching search. But I always try to encourage people, like, don't get so caught up in what people who don't know what is actually going on have to say. Like, the people who have the loudest voices on social media or the loudest voices in the room tend to not know as much. My point I'm trying to make is let the process play out. We have no idea what's going to happen, but don't get caught up in these narratives that this guy suddenly, his job has changed. Because here's the reality, and I've said it before, if George Payton truly had no power or no influence with this ownership group, he would have been fired alongside Nathaniel Hackett. He would no longer be here, and the Broncos would have headed into this offseason looking for a head coach and a GM. That's obviously not the case. So kind of shutting some of those narratives down, it's just irritating, Sarah, that we have to keep addressing it, because for some reason there's some people out there that want to continue to bang this echo, you know, this drum, in a sense, as if they want a victory lap. But it's like, the truth is the truth. It's out there. It's easy to see. And I also like the fact, too, and I'll leave us off on today's episode of the show at this point. When you're conducting interviews, I'm not sure if you, like, you know, for anybody listening, if you've ever been on a hiring committee or anything like that, if you're part, unless you're like the CEO of the company, you're on the first round of interviews. You're on a hiring panel. You have your first round of interviews. Sometimes you change up who you have on the second panels because you don't want to go into, you know, a pool with your finalists and maybe have preconceived notions or favoritism going into an interview because of what happened in round one. That's why they change personnel up on the interview. interview panel as to who they bring in and some of the questions that they do ask. So I do think that's an important thing to consider here. But Broncos country, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day every single day. One of the things we're going to do on Monday's episode, Lockdown Broncos, as the head coaching search continues to heat up, we're going to ask the question, what do we want to see out of the next Broncos head coach, regardless of who it is? You're going to get that on Monday's episode, Lockdown Broncos.